Radhakrishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kundara Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Shri Jagannath Puri Purukshottama Kshetra Dham Ki Vandamaya Ki Yamuna Maya Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Shrantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Harinam Sankirtan Yaga Ki Smabeta Vaktavinda Ki Taikur Primanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Shri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaivana Lokanam Devi Sarapati Vyasam Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 4, Text 44. Ambarish Maharaj offended by Durvasa Muni. So I will read first Text 41, only the text, and then Text 44, who has purport. Iti apapras, iti apaprasya rajarshis chintayan manasachyutam pratyachasta kurushesta duijagamana nevasa. Translation. O best of the Kuru dynasty, after he drank some water, King Ambarish, meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, waited for the return of the great mystic Durvasa Muni. Text 42. Durvasa Yamuna Kulat Krita Vashyaka Agata Rakya Bhinanditastasya Bubudde Cheshtitam Dhya. After executing the ritualistic ceremonies to be performed at noon, Durvasa returned from the bank of the Yamuna. The king received him well, offering all respects, but Durvasa Muni, by his mystic power, could understand that King Ambarish had drunk water without his permission. Text 43. Manyuna prachalat gatro brukuti kutila nanak bubukshitascha suttaram Kritanjalinna Bhashata. Translation. Still hungry, Durvasa Muni, his body trembling, his face curved and his eyebrows crooked in a frown, angrily spoke as follows to King Ambarish, who stood before him with folded hands. Text 44. Aho asya nrishamsaya sriyon matasya pasyata dharma vyatikramam vishnor avaktasya shamanina. Aho asya nrishamsaya Shriyon Matasya Pashyata Dharma Vyatikramam Vishnor Apaktasya Shamanina. So Aho Alas Asya of this man Nri Samsasya, who is so cruel, Shriya Unmatasya puffed up because of great opulence. Pashyata, everyone just see. Dharma Vyatikramam, the transgression of the regulative principles of religion. Vishnu Abhaktasya, who is not a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Isha Maninaha, considering himself the Supreme Lord, independent of everything. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace is Siva Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Alas, just see the behavior of full man. He is not a devotee of Lord Vishnu, being proud of his material opulence and his position. He considers himself God. Just see how he has transgressed the laws of religion. Purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has diverted the entire meaning of this verse as spoken by Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni used the word Nri Samsasya to indicate that the king was cruel, but Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur interpreted it to mean that the king character was glorified by all the local people. He says that the word Nri means by all the local people, and that Samsasya means of he, Ambarisha, whose character was glorified. Similarly, one who is very rich becomes mad because of his wealth and is therefore called Shriya Unmatasya. But Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur interprets these words to mean that although Maharaj Ambarish was such an opulent king, he was not mad after money, for he had already surpassed the madness of material opulence. Similarly, the word Isha Maninaha is interpreted to mean that he was so respectful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he did not transgress the laws for observing Ekadashi Parana, despite the thinking of Durvasa Muni, for he only took water. In this way, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has supported Ambarish Maharaj in all his activities. Aho asya nrisam sasya shriyon matasya pasyata dharma vyatikramam vishnor abhakta sieshamanina. Alas, just see the behavior of this cruel man. He's not a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Being proud of his material opulence and his position, he considers himself God. Just see how he has transgressed the laws of religion. Om Atyanatimiram Dasyam Jnananjana Salakayam Chakshurum Ditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangulangayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Shri Guru Dinataranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunjavadi Achatyade Shatarine Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Good morning, everyone. Coming to the Srimad Bhagavatam class. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see the contrast of personalities between in the role of a pure devotee of the Lord and Ambarish Maharaj. Relationships. Both are also success, the more he's later verses, how he showed the quality provoking situations people at the moment of challenges they fail and only personalities are it's the moment in which you can see their greatness. So I want to said, okay, I've been praying to the Supreme Person, but I don't know who I was praying. So finally they told him, we are one and the same person, because Srila Kasai Vishnu, Srila Prabhupada explained, playing the role of maintainer, and Shiva as the destructor, he's the Lord also of the universe, and Lord Brahma the creator, he's the Lord of the universe. Although they are demigods, but they can be considered. So they gave the benediction to Atri Muni to be born, to have a son. Actually, three sons. Each son will be an expansion of one of Lord Vishnu, another of Lord Brahma, and another son will be an expansion of Lord Vishnu. So from also intervention that he, the role that he played. Conti's stepfather, Conti Bod, and Urbasamuni, when he came, I would like to spend some time here. But only if I've been treated nicely. Arrange. Tell Conti, okay, I'm leaving now, and I'm coming next morning. Okay, so then he will appear at the evening and say, I want to eat right now. And then Queen Kunti Devi, she will have everything ready mystically. He will do other things. A small fault, for instance, he will come at an unexpected time during to eat, and then Kunti Devi will have everything ready. And then he will say, oh, the food, something wrong with the food. And then Kunti Devi won't take any offense. She will like try to fix it. So after some time, he became very least. He stayed for 1 year and never could find any fault. So knowing that later on she will have a problem having children because she will marry Queen King Pandu, and Pandu had was cursed to being unable to have children. So therefore he said, okay, I will give her a good boon. So he gave the mantra, a special mantra to invoke the demigods. Well, we know the story. Now then, she was curious. Samuni came to Hastinapura, he always used to come with 10,000 disciples. So Duryodhana, he saw him, so he welcomed him with his brothers with a very humble behavior. Duryodhana was expert in diplomacy, so he was very kind to Vasamuni, and he tried to engage different servants, please him. And Durvasamuni stayed in the palace for several days, in the palace of Duryodhana. And sometimes would demand his meal to be served at any time of the day. He would say, I need food. And then he would he would say, I'm going. He would services. So Durvasamuni in many ways, but he couldn't find any fault. Duryodhana was really expert in pleasing guests. So he was being tolerant because so he was waiting for Durvasamuni to give him a book he wanted, according to his plan with Karna and the blessing of a special pot that was given by the sun god. Kind of food, any quantity, but fed any food till the next day. Eaten, so that was. Cannot do anything right now. After his burn him in ashes. Durvasamuni doesn't even, Ambarish Maharaj doesn't even move. He just prayed to the Lord. So in the same way, Draupadi, she took shelter of Krishna. So then he came and he made the necessary arrangement. The details. Because of devotion of Draupadi. What I'm trying to highlight is the dynamic of the different motivation that the personalities have. The personalities like Duryodhana, Durvasamuni, Ambarish Maharaj, Kunti Devi, they are all like self personality, but Duryodhana and Ambarish are not devotees, but they are experts in Kunti Devi and Ambarish Maharaj are pure devotees and they are all for experts. But we see here that the devotees are experts to please Krishna. So they try to do everything nice in order to please Krishna, while the materialistic people, they try to do everything well in order to gain something, to profit from another person, from a situation, etc. So at one moment they break down, like Durvasa Muni, when they feel offended, they become very, very upset. So in this case, one ear in one leg. Misbehavior, according to him, from affect his but anyway, he with his mystic powers, he knew that some water, so he went back to the palace and he was very, very upset. And Amar in this fast for the benefit of all the people, the kingdom, he went to Vrindavan to perform this austerity during 1 year, practicing Ekadashi and Dwadashi. So therefore for him was very important to don't break the Ekadashi, even though he again didn't become very perturbed. You know, he saw the situation, he consulted with the Brahmanas, what should I do? So the Brahman came up with this decision, he made the decision of drinking a little bit of Charanamrita, and he was very sensitive. He didn't want to offend Durvasa Muni. It's not Durvasa Muni. He would have to accept that I have to eat it for the benefit of my kingdom, etc. No, he was very sensitive. He said, I don't want to offend. So that also even though he was Muni, in terms of spiritual realization, but Durvasa and like Queen like Draupadi, he took shelter of Krishna when Durvasa Muni reacted in such a crazy way of a great yogi. He was so upset that he took his hair, not his mat hair. You have to be like really, really, really upset because, you know, it's later on, we see that Durvasa Muni will come to Lord Vishnu and he will realize the greatness of the devotee of the Lord. And this is another these great personalities like Indra, he's the king of heavens, and he also sometimes commits offenses with devotees, even with Krishna. He was acting in the role of a materialistic person. He still is a devotee because and realize his mistake, become humble, and then ask for forgiveness. Now, while others like Hiranyakashipu, who is a demon, Hiranyakashipu never ask for forgiveness to Prahlad Maharaj, although he offended over and over. And although when Lord Nisinghadev came, he also didn't change his heart. So we Kamsa. So the Durvasa Muni is not in the category of he's not a demon. No, he's a mystic yogi, and sometimes he commits. So we as devotees also, we are not people of God. Fix it. From this past and even with the still asking forgiveness to the devotee. That's the way with this sentiment of Ambarish Maharaj to be blamed. Taking the world. Durvasa Muni, who is in Sutta. First, you can say to judge their devotion, their eternal. Not a devotee, Lord Vishnu. So very insulting, but for some, it's like saying to a father, you don't love your son. You don't love your wife. He tried to fix this, and he said, Durvasa Muni used the word Nri Samsasya. But Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Prabhupada said, interpret it to mean that the king's character was glorified. So we can see how positive are the even the situation became a very positive experience by him, because he could felt the presence of the Lord in action, and he said. And this queen, she took this provoking situation and turning in a successful situation. Same with the Pandavas. They were in the distress when the Durvasa Muni came, and they turned the situation by taking shelter of. Thakur as an acharya, he cannot tolerate the insult of Durvasa Muni, and in the purport he is highlighting the greatness again of Ambarish Maharaj or of Durvasa Muni. Another aspect is when he said Shriya Unmatasya, that Ambarish, Durvasa Muni was trying to say, because you are wealthy, now you become arrogant, etc. But Vishwanatha earth, he considered all wealth as pebbles, as stones. So he, because he knew that everything was occasion. One educated person, he sees the wealth of others or properties of others as stone. By his own wealth. Didn't. Bhaktivinodatamam. In this central Madhvara, they can be sama or dira. They can be fixed and soft. Other great personalities like yogi, when they are in trouble, they try to hold strength. So sometimes, because he has a very solid foundation, it's explained that they are like trees who have very deep roots. You know, some trees, they take years in growing, because they develop strong roots first, and then they grow up later on. But there are many trees in the forest that grow very fast. And they won't be, they won't fall down by the wind, by the strong winds, hurricanes. But the other trees, they grow very perfect. But then come a strong storm, and these trees fall down in the forest after a storm. And if you see the roots, they are very short. So the materialistic mentality is that we try to grow on the external, you know, by acquiring achievements, you know, like Duryodhana. He was always doing arrangements to become great, but doing external arrangement. He wasn't working on his character to become a great personality. He was working on, okay, how can I take the position of Yudhishthira Maharaj? How I can damage Bhima, minimize him, so I can be in a better position? How can I get a team of people who will help me by bragging them? Of Kurukshetra, many were doubtful, and so Duryodhana had to do an arenga to give a speech to encourage everyone. Well, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was having as a great leader, the people who was surrounding him was there because they wanted to be there. And this is the quality of the devotees, like Ambarish Maharaj. They become dear because of their character. No? So people approach them or the character. They don't become great because of only of their achievements. And if you ask yourself, like who are your friends, or if you ask people, the people that they love the people because something about the character. But never they will say, I love Bill Gates because he's a millionaire. They may say, I admire this person, but they won't have any love. So if something happened to, we remember Shyama Sundar Prabhu, he's a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. So he had to get liver transplant. So it's very expensive to get some, even to pay someone to give you the hospital to give you a part of their liver. So when he got sick, the devotees sent make an arrangement and sent a letter asking for devotees to give to become donate a part of their liver for a special surgery, so their Prabhu could survive. And when the doctors they talk to Sema Sundar Prabhu, they say, who are you? So Sema Sundar Prabhu said, here I am, this is I am. But who are you, a famous personality? He said, no, they're not. He said, because you know there are many rich people or famous people that they need someone who can give a part of the liver, although they have people who admire them. Nobody comes forward. Sometimes they have to pay millions and millions of dollars to get an operation. But you have like a more than 60, 70, 80 people waiting for giving you a part of his liver. So he said, no, I'm just an ordinary person. I'm just a devotee of the Lord. So you can see the devotees, they are loved because of their commitment to, for instance, in the case of Sema Sundar Prabhu to Srila Prabhupada. So the devotees feel natural affection. Well, sometimes there are rich people, famous musicians who need the help of people, the real help, and then the fans want to give their life for them. So this quality of the devotees, they have 26 qualities, and one of them is that they have compassion for others, and that compassion really buys the heart. Personalities. Varis Maharaj, is there any comments or questions? Or some mantras, Vedic mantras? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.